The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. When Donald Trump takes the oath tomorrow, he'll not only be moving into less luxurious accommodations than he's used to, he'll also have to settle for a more utilitarian flying experience. More after this. Donald Trump seemed to surprise everybody when he questioned the high cost of replacing Air Force One, but then here's a guy who's used to having his own plane, a plane which is smaller but considerably more elegant. In fact, I'm guessing he'd probably just prefer to keep flying Trump one. But as CBS's Peter Greenberg points out, it just wouldn't do.
From nose to tail, Trump's plane is smaller than Air Force One. It can only fly up to 4,400 miles and carry 43 passengers. Air Force One can fly up to 7,800 miles with over 70 passengers. It contains state-of-the-art defenses that include in-flight refueling capabilities, a top-secret anti-missile system, and a blast-resistant outer skin, rumored to withstand a nuclear blast.
Pretty impressive, especially considering the planes the rest of us fly can have trouble with a flock of geese. But as cool as all that stuff is, Mr. Trump is actually giving up quite a bit. Peter Greenberg met with the man who designed the interior of Trump One.
It's got the Donald Trump touch that he has throughout everything he's ever built.
Greg Launer's company, Sky Theater, designed the plane's entertainment system.
He has a special T button designed for him, and when he presses that T button, it overrides everybody else.
Trump's 757 boasts 24-karat gold-plated seatbelts and bathroom fittings, plush carpets, cream-colored leather seats, and an entertainment center with over 1,000 movie titles branded with the Trump name.
All of which Trump will now be giving up. But as we know, freedom isn't free. And sometimes, even a president has to make sacrifices. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.